All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shachlach from the Ntlakepmuch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkna, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. We have a subject, and it's on reflection. And we have a special guest in here with us. We have our brother Wegedesk. Welcome, Wegedesk.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, everybody. I'm super stoked to be here. Thank you, Eagle Nation, for tuning in. All our listeners from around the world, we love you guys so much. Thank you, Roland. Thank you, Danica. Thank you, Marilyn. I know you guys are always tuning in. We really appreciate you, and to anybody else out there. And especially, Chief, your niece, we mentioned her last show, and she's, you know, I don't want to say made a miraculous recovery, but an amazing recovery,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah, my niece, Gemden, yeah, she's on a very good recovery road, and we have our show coming up, and we have some beautiful music from a band called Baboon. We have music from Mars Red Sky, yeah. Foggy Mountain Spaceship, and also Somali Yacht Club, and that is if we have time anyway.
Awesome.
And we have our usual guests coming in. We have of course yourself, Wegedesk. You're a high diving champion of the world as far as I'm concerned. And we have a special replay of Dr. Akvan interview, and that was the one in March.
Awesome.
And also we have my brother Shkwait Shachlach coming up, and also Lady Fahima. So all that is coming up soon, but we're going to play some music for you guys from Baboon and their song called Thunder Ape. We're going to get all riled up and ready for the show.
All right, so, let's do it.
Yeah, listen and enjoy, everyone. We'll be right back. thank you. Thank you guys for tuning in from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Spain, from France, from Egypt, from Africa, from New Zealand, from Australia, from India, from Japan, from China, from South America, from North America, Canada, all across the United States. Thank you for joining us on our odyssey of positivity, human growth, empowerment for human rights and justice. We thank you all for coming and just joining us, make this world a better place and an awesome place.
Mm-hmm.
So, we just would like to appreciate all our listeners. They're just so amazing. We run into them all the time. We talk to them. It's just so empowering and uplifting to know that there's other people in this world that really look forward to the positivity and just being a difference in this world. It's just like a magic time. And we also give a big, huge shout out to the Vancouver Canucks that cleaned up a big, huge oil spill downtown last night.
I heard a big comeback.
Oh, yeah. They were down like 4-1. They came back and went 5-4.
Wow.
So pretty incredible. It has the whole city excited and full
big
of positivity
time.
And people are supporting them and getting behind them and very upbeat.
Inspirational.
Oh,
yeah. Get out there and move. Let's play some sports.
Yeah, that's right. Get some positivity going. Yeah, so what a wonderful time we have. We have our subject, and we're going to be speaking about reflection. So we'd love to... Oh, before we get this all going, we got to get this show started right and do some deep breaths.
Good idea, bro.
Yeah.
That's how easy it is to forget, right? The deep breaths are just, they're so easy. It's easy to forget them.
Yes,
but
for sure.
It's really important that we take that time and just do those deep breaths, folks.
Absolutely. So we'd like to ask you, please and thank you, to lead us through some deep breaths.
Of course. Yeah, let's relax our body, relax your shoulders, your jaw, your lips, anywhere in your body you might be feeling tension, all the way down to your toes and your bones. Let's really relax. And on our inhale through the nose, we're going to breathe in all the positivity, that beautiful sunshine, all the love and life that you have in your experience. And on the exhale, just let it all go. Pure release. And we're going to do three of them. Let's give it a go in 3, 2, 1, all the way in. One more, all the way.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's the best stuff there is, man. Yeah. Fresh air.
Yeah, it's so invigorating just to get that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brain, and get us all fired up and ready for a super awesome show, a super awesome subject, which is on reflection.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd love to hear your words on reflection.
Absolutely, Chief. Reflection is so important. Some of the philosophies that I've studied talk about every evening we should take 10 to 15 minutes to reflect on our day and just take stock of things. Did I do all the things I needed to do or that I wanted to do? And did I stay away from the things that I wanted to not do? We all have our, you know, our do's and our don'ts. So that's a real important, process of reflection, because it can allow us to maybe nip something in the bud before it gets too big. Maybe I say, I'm going to not have so many cigarettes today. And then at the end of the day, you say, well, I smoked twice as many as I did. Well, it's going to be even tougher to smoke less than the next day.
Mm.
So to take that stock, and maybe for me, it's something like I got to do more deep breaths.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm blessed enough to have gone through enough reflection processes that a lot of my addictions, as I did my trauma transformation process, the addictions kind of evaporated in a sense. I just didn't have that craving for the alcohol and craving for the drugs and craving craving for the stuff that I craved at one time when I had a lot of hurt in me. Mm-hmm. So reflection is super, super important. But the story that I think about when I hear about reflection in more of a formal sense is the story of Narcissist. And, you know, Narcissist is generally attributed with the full of himself. And we usually hear somebody say, oh, he's such a narcissist. But the real story of Narcissist is a guy who sat down next to a body of water and looked at his reflection and just saw how beautiful he was and appreciated himself so much that he essentially was there so long that he fell into the water. And, you know, he didn't really do anything bad to anybody. And in my personal opinion, I think it's really good to think the absolute bee's knees of yourself, you know, really have a big head, but also be respectful and also be humble. Don't be one or the other. Be both. And an addition to that story that I heard is, you know, say Narcissus is looking into a lake. And he's there for so long that the lake actually has the opportunity to see its reflection in Narcissist's eyes, right? And appreciate how beautiful it is. And so, you know, there's something really beautiful that happens with reflection, with seeing ourselves. And as we see ourselves, we see others as well, right? And others can see themselves in us. So it's a really good topic that you brought up today, Chief. How about you? What are you thinking about reflection?
Well, it reminds me of some of the things that I've watched in animal behavior, and it's a very interesting and fascinating thing when animals, you know, see their own reflection, and there's some that, you know, don't know that it's themselves, and it's like a really strange thing to watch. You know, they're reacting like there's something else there, and then there's some that recognize that that's themselves, and that's a very strange and odd thing too. And one thing that really sticks out to me is once upon a time I came across like this very strange. And it was like a dark force. And I was just like, man, what is this? What's this guy? And I was at the gym. And they kept following me around. And I was just like, I started getting mad. Finally, I went to confront this being, this darkness. And it was myself.
There you go.
Oh, man. It just made me like so self-aware. Like, oh, man, this is... maybe this is how people see me. And I started to realize that, you know, it's very important for us to reflect on ourselves and try to see ourselves objectively. And then you can get a sense of what other people, how they see you and react to you. And it's like understanding yourself and becoming... I believe myself, like I became like sentient, like I started to really understand that, oh, I'm just a human being, like, you know, the rest of the human beings on Earth. And that's why I started looking for emotion. I started looking for like human traits and wanting human traits, because we get derailed in our lives and we become unassociated with other people. At least that was how I became. And so that's why I really look forward to this program and getting that connection with yourself and other co-hosts here and our listener out there.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
These things are so important for us as human beings to have that connection and be able to reflect some good positivity to those around us.
Yeah.
And be a shining light. And that's what I strive to be and wish to be. And I really thank you for coming on our program.
Of course.
Joining
my pleasure,
live.
Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you're saying is very self-empowering. And that's why we do our show, you know, to help encourage everybody to take responsibility in their life. By no means do I want to say that there's no opposition in the world, but, you know, I'm going to say at least 6 times out of 10, we are the cause of our own situation. I am the cause of my own situation. Reflect on it. And like you say, well, you're in the gym, you feel this negative energy. Who is this guy? It's me. And then you had the power to change it. If it was somebody else, you'd have to let that other person change it for you. So yeah, we really encourage our listeners to empower themselves with that reflection and to, yeah, just keep up with the deep breaths and the positivity.
Okay, so we're going to carry on with our program. We're going to get to a special interview we had with Dr. Akvan in March. And but first, we're going to play a song for him. And this one is from Mars Red Sky. And their song is called Strong Reflection.
All right.
So, yeah, let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone.
Thank you.
That was Mars Red Sky and On Strong Reflection. So here's my brother from another mother, Dr. Akvan. Okay, welcome, Dr. Akvan, one of our world achievers. We thank you for joining us here on Free Voices. And today we have a subject on unification. And with all your experience as an international law lawyer for the United Nations and all your experience of all these world atrocities and wars and genocides and what you've witnessed, we would like to get your expert opinion on what it takes to obtain unity and sustain unity through unification. Would you please enlighten us?
Well, thank you, dear brother, for this invitation to Free Voices. It's always a pleasure to speak with you and your listeners. And in response to your question, I would say that the exact conversation that we're having now, profound reflection on our role in building a better world, is integral to a solution to the violence and the corruption and the ills that are afflicting humankind. And if we look at humankind as one interdependent, indivisible body, we think that, like our own bodies, if we live a healthy life, then we will see the benefits. And conversely, if we are living a life in ignorance and harming our health, then in the long term we will suffer the consequences. So it's important not to be chasing the headlines if we want to understand why humankind is afflicted with war, poverty, corruption, climate change, all of the issues that concern us. These have been in process for quite some time, and they make the headlines because they are in effect the symptoms of a deeper disease, a deeper illness. But to look on the bright side, the course of human history is propelling us irresistibly towards what the great thinker Desjardins called the planetization of humankind. For the first time in history, it is almost impossible not to recognize the wholeness, indivisibility, interdependence of one humankind occupying one common home, the planet Earth. Once upon a time, this would have been a kind of prophetic vision of the future. Today, we are living the reality of it. So, in a sense, the reason why we see the troubles that are surrounding us today is not because of simply a lack of idealism on the part of not just world leaders, but also the people that support and follow them. We, the ordinary people, so to say, are integral to any kind of solution, and the idea that the leaders are going to solve our problems is entirely unrealistic. But if we look at why we have these problems, it's not just a lack of idealism, I would say it's also a lack of realism. Because when I was in the United Nations, and we would talk about human rights and justice, the diplomats and, you know, the policymakers and the people who looked at the world through the prism of money, power, status would say, well, you're unrealistic, you have to be realistic. Well, today it is unrealistic not to understand that we must recognize the oneness of humankind occupying a single home, not because of some visionary naive ideal, but as a matter for survival, as a matter for survival. And this brings me to the issue of climate change. While the leaders of the world are involved in geopolitical rivalries and conflicts, whether it's Israel, Gaza, Ukraine, Russia, we see it all over the world. While the billionaires are accumulating ever more obscene amounts of wealth, while ordinary people are struggling to feed their families, we have looming over us the catastrophic consequences of climate change, which will spare no one. And the climate system, because it's a reflection of nature, it's a reflection of creation, knows no boundaries. Those boundaries that we've created, which allow us to say, well, that's the problem of the others and not my problem, which allows us to be narcissistic and self-centered. Those boundaries only exist in our minds, because in the world of nature, in the world of creation, the reality, the inescapable reality, is interdependence. So what we know from the science is that every year is becoming the hottest year on record. And in order for us to survive, we must immediately put aside all of these divisive, destructive, completely anachronistic ideologies and figure out a global solution to what is a global problem. We must dramatically, immediately, radically reduce greenhouse gas emissions. We must phase down, if not phase out, fossil fuels. We must invest billions, if not trillions of dollars, into green technologies and infrastructures. We must stop with this illusion of consumer capitalism, which measures progress by more and more excessive consumption, to the detriment not only of social inequality and injustice,